a name for them.
A name for them.
Maybe
people, country folks, or something
yes,
like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It's country folk, perhaps. But ever hear the expression or use it, backwoodsman?
Yeah, I've heard of backwoodsman.
Uh-huh.
But that was used a long, long time. Well, that's what you're looking for, is long time ago expressions.
Uh-huh. That one's not too current, you think?
No, that one would probably be, well, back when this part of the country is just really being, when the forests were probably, that's where the name came from, I expect.
Yeah.
As a fellow that, well, you could have referred to my grandfather on my father's side as a backwoodsman, because this land, when we first started, I was telling you about out here on the Rio Grande Road, that was all woods, and my grandfather had to clear enough ground to raise food on, and he built a three-room log house out there that they lived in. And you would refer to him as a backwoodsman.
Well, you, certainly, I don't know whether he was or not. In retrospect, you'd refer to him as a backwoodsman.
Yeah, he probably would be referred to, because now he came from over in Ohio, and I don't know anything about his younger life in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Well, my own father was born in a log cabin in Shelby County. All of my brothers and sisters, or I mean uncles and aunts on his side, I think they were all born there. They were rural people and country people and farm people. And because it's marvelous farmland, and it's still in the family today.
Mm-hmm.
But that was their stock.
Yeah.
That's what they
came from. I think that anyone who would come in, and of course, if they went to Indianapolis 100 years ago, or come to Brazil, well, they could say they were backwoodsmen.
Right, they weren't exactly town folk.
No, because they were just really clearing the country, clearing the woods.
Well, now these people, today, you think that today there's no expression for people of this sort?
No, I don't think so.
Wouldn't be called hillbillies
no.
or farmers
no.
or something
no.
like that.
No.
Yeah.
Not unless it was just someone that happened to refer to somebody.
Yes, I see. Well, now, a patriotic person who'd be very happy to be living in this country just would say, I'm certainly glad I'm an
American citizen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the person who brings the mail?
The mailman.
All right. Let's see now. The characteristic thing to say when a person is waiting for you, you might say, well, I'll be there in just
a few minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know the distance to some place, you might ask the person, say, now, can you tell me just how
to get there?
Or
yes.
if you want to know the
how
distance.
How many miles is it?
Or how far would you
how
say?
How far, yes. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're trying to get somebody's attention to look at you, you'd say, now, listen, you
do so and so.
Yeah, but if you're trying to get him to look right at you, you might say kind of sternly, now you
look at me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or look here.
Yeah, now you look here. I'm going to tell you something.
And how about your expression for this part of the face here?
Your forehead.
Okay. And this would be
your ears.
And not the left one, but the
right one.
Okay, so you'd say, this is my right.
Right ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Ah, all right. How about the stubble on the face?
The beard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to put a little bit of coffee in after a while?
Your mouth.
And